The origin of the season of Lent began as a 40-day period of preparation for baptism for the catechumens preparing to be baptized at Easter. In time, the church came to see that all of us ultimately need to prepare for Easter by repenting of our sins and turning away from the things that would separate us from God. For those, therefore, that are already baptized, the season of Lent takes on for us also a character of preparation. We are meant to stir up our own desire that first led us to Jesus, a gift given us in our baptism. Today, as we look at our readings, there's this beautiful mix of desire and true fulfillment of that desire. On the surface, we see many natural desires. This woman comes to the well and she is thirsty. The disciples question Jesus when he gets back, "Eat." Perhaps they think he would be hungry. Those images are meant to kind of play in our mind as we read of this dramatic encounter between Jesus and this Samaritan woman at the well. One writer in history wants to describe the human being as a bundle of desires. I think that's true. We're certainly more than that, but we have all these desires that constantly draw us. In fact, we wouldn't do anything unless we had some kind of desire that caught our attention or drew us in. Those aren't bad. Sometimes we look at our desires and we think, these are bad. Desires must be controlled, moderated. To some extent, that's true, but more than that, we have to realize that God gave us all these desires. It's ultimately just a very normal desire that drew this woman to the well. She's thirsty. She comes there every day to draw water over and over to fill this desire of thirst. Jesus does for us as he does for the Samaritan woman. He uses this desire to show us something. In this case, Jesus speaks with this woman and says, "Give me a drink." Jesus also had a thirst, a natural thirst, but more than anything, Jesus is thirsting for the soul of this woman. Jesus is going to take this natural desire and move it to a higher plane. And of course, the woman doesn't get this at first. The beautiful kind of natural turn of events, "Sir, you do not have a bucket, and this well is deep. Where will you get water?" And when Jesus talks with her about the spring of water that he wishes to give her, she has that beautiful line, "Sir, give me this water." Her desire is still on the natural level, but she sees, if I could have a spring inside me, I wouldn't need my bucket. I wouldn't need to keep coming to this well. I could be satisfied. Jesus does want to satisfy this woman, but on a much greater level than she could imagine. He indeed wants to give her a spring, but that spring is the spring of grace. This is why this reading is read on this first scrutiny, where we have our elect here preparing for baptism. They are ultimately here because they have a desire. They too have a thirst, which they have come to discover can only be filled by God. Our elect, like this woman, are saying, "Give me this water." It's beautiful working with the RCIA because I'm able to see firsthand this desire for God, for the faith. How many of us have kind of grown lukewarm sometimes in our faith? We don't have this strong desire for God, maybe. I see it in the RCIA, both in the elect preparing for baptism and also in our candidates for full communion, who see in the Catholic Church the spring, the place where they're able to get this living water. Jesus is meant to take all of our desires, not just natural thirst, but think of all the things that pull us in our society. The desire for love, the desire for acceptance, all these things, ultimately, like this woman, we keep having to go back to the well over and over. We have a thirst for power, and we get a little bit of it, but we're not satisfied. We want more. We get a little taste of human acclaim, and we want more and more. It's a thirst that will never be quenched, because Jesus wants to take even those desires and elevate them to the spiritual level and say ultimately all these desires that we have, all of them point towards God. Only God will be able to fulfill our desires. We can then either keep going to the well over and over, those same wells that we always go to, thinking that eventually they will satisfy us, whatever it is, drugs, money, sex, power, love. We keep going over and over and like we're not satisfied, because all those earthly desires are meant to be a sign of God, to have us have that beautiful encounter with Jesus that this Samaritan woman has. Today, we recognize all of us need to stir up that desire. As we put before our whole assembly today, the elect, those preparing to be baptized, let us all call to mind our own baptism, along with those preparing for full communion, that we might remember that it is Jesus who, through the waters of baptism, gives us the spring of grace, the spring of life. God will satisfy our desires if we seek him with all our heart. Today we pray that all of us this Lent might have that encounter with God, to meet Jesus at the well, to there receive from Jesus the satisfaction, the fulfillment that only God can give.